We have the world's best rattlesnake sacker coming up in just a few minutes, but to a sport of a much different kind right now. At the summer's 2008 Olympics in Beijing, for the first time ever, BMX racing will be included in the games as a medal event. Here's our friend, NPR's Mike Pesca, with a report.
In BMX racing, riders in groups of eight launch themselves from a starting gate and attack a quarter mile of turns and hills. In skiing, these hills would be called moguls. Here, they're rollers. Put 10 rollers in a row, and they call it a rhythm section. In another sport, the soon-to-be Olympians would be called superstars. Here at this West Palm Beach qualifying event, they're just the last group to race.
It's always good to see the friends and the family coming together for a little BMX in the sun, if you know what I mean.
The best bet to represent the U.S. is BMX's top pro, Kyle Bennett, who's just now getting a real taste of fame.
That was pretty cool when a guy from our local track came up to me. He's like, "Hey, man, I saw you in the Sports Illustrated. You know, that was rad." And that was pretty shocking. You know, it's pretty big for me. You know,
Bennett is calm and laid back, whereas another elite rider, Donnie Robinson, is so extroverted he grants interviews during the rest periods between heats or motos.
August over in Beijing is stinking worse than Florida. So that was the worst race we've ever been to. As far as, you know, everyone being tired, I mean, everyone was puking and just passing out. And so, I mean, it is good that we're kind of running it so fast, even though it just kills us.
The women's team will be made up of two riders. One of the favorites is Ariel Martin, who, as they say, has skin in the game.
Oh, it's not a bruise. That's just scar. It's just the skin. You know, nothing was broken. It just pretty much took a chunk of skin out.
Martin is neck and bruised neck in the standings with Jill Kintner, a former mountain bike champ.
I know the people at the training center, they're all interested in what we're doing, and they come out and check out the ramp, and they're like, "Holy, look at the size of that jump."
That ramp is the Beijing track's signature feature, a 25-foot-high start that itself will guarantee the higher and faster part of the Olympic motto. It's the tallest starting ramp anywhere in the world. Well, tied with the tallest, as Ariel Martin explains.
We have the replica built at our facility. We're lucky enough to have the USOC kick down enough money to get us that replica built, so I ride it almost every day.
While Martin's husband is away fixing helicopters as an Army specialist in Afghanistan, she's taken on a roommate, her chief rival Jill Kintner, who has plenty of time to contemplate that big ramp.
You know, they wanted to see us jump bigger jumps and go faster, and that's what the ramp did. And, you know, it's not for everybody, and I guess for fans, it's like the scale and stuff awes people a lot more.
Well, what do you think of it?
I think maybe it's a little bit big, but you know, it's fun to go down, and it's just sketchy when you're next to eight people and someone cuts you off.
Kintner knows the ramp will be dramatic on TV, and watchability was one of the main selling points for BMX to become an Olympic sport. Bob Tedesco is the managing director of the National Bicycle League. He says that the success of snowboarding in the Winter Olympics helped book BMX into Beijing.
The bottom line, too, is that NBC put so much money into the Olympics. When they talk, people listen. Their ratings are based on youth-oriented sports. There are thousands and thousands of kids doing this all around the world, as opposed to a few people that are running around a velodrome.
Nothing against bicycle arenas, but the undulating dirt tracks of BMX are like speed metal to the velodrome's light rock. Or at least that's how the marketers see it. And therefore, that's how the network saw it. And as a consequence, that's how the Olympics were made to see it.
Riders ready, watch the gate.
Here in West Palm Beach, the riders are only seeing the hills and dips, called step-ups and tabletops, laid out before them. The elite men hit the starting gate in about 40 seconds. It's another Kyle Bennett victory. On the women's side, Ariel Martin wins, then pulls a pretty neat trick. After holding aloft her oversized winner's check, she calls over to a young rider, Bobby Jan Winkowski.
She just came up to me and gave it to me. She said, "It's the first boy I saw. To Bobby, ride hard."
Right now, there is no BMX collectibles market. But come August, that piece of styrofoam could be worth its weight in Olympic gold.
That was NPR's Mike Pesca reporting.